16 handheld thermal imaging cameras will soon be in the hands of search and rescue teams in the Norton Sound region, thanks to a donation from Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation. Alaska State Troopers will be distributing these biocular cameras to 15 NSEDC member communities and Shishmaref within the next few weeks. Dan Harrelson, Village Public Safety Officer for White Mountain and Chairman of NSEDC's Board of Directors, says previously only one thermal imaging camera based out of Nome was shared among all 16 communities.
When you need a piece of equipment, you need it right now. And usually when we have searches, it's inclement weather, stormy weather, where we're probably not able to get airplanes. And so to have to wait for a unit to come from Nome, you know, could be 8 hours, it could be 3 days before you could get the unit. You know, time is of the essence. It's critical when you're doing searches for people.
Harrelson says if the camera did arrive with enough time to be used in a search, VPSOs had to learn to operate the new piece of equipment in the middle of a rescue. Now, with a camera in each village, he's hopeful search and rescue teams will be able to practice using them. Harrelson hasn't used one of the cameras yet, but says they'll work sort of like night vision goggles.
Any source that gives off any heat will show up as a like a greenish yellow spot on the thermal imaging unit. And the closer you are to the unit, up to about 400 yards, I believe, you can actually make out the figure of a person if they're standing there or laying in the snow.
The cameras are water resistant and can operate down to negative 40 degrees, which is necessary since many search and rescue operations are conducted in extreme weather conditions.
Our searches seem like they come in the most miserable times of the year, where visibility is very limited. You know, when people are traveling from one village to the other, or they go out hunting and you know, they fail to make their destination or fail to come back home on time. So a lot of our searches are in the wintertime.
Harrelson anticipates the cameras will make an appearance during annual VPSO training this year in Anchorage in November. Harrelson says the cameras should arrive in villages within the next couple of weeks.